לפני שאנחנו נפתח את הלימוד שלנו.
Before we will start our study of TAS, we will read a preparation excerpt for the study from the writings of Rabash. The article, the whole of the Torah, is one holy name. During the study, we must always pay attention to the purpose of the study of Torah, meaning what one should demand from the study of the Torah. At that time, one is told that first he must ask for kelim, meaning to have vessels of bestowal, called equivalents of form, by which the restriction and concealment that were placed on the created beings are removed. To the extent that this is so, he begins to feel the holiness and begins to have a taste in the work of the Creator. At that time, he can be happy because Kedusha, holiness, yields joy. For the light of doing good to his creations shines there. Okay, again. During the study, we must always pay attention to the purpose of the study of Torah, meaning what he should demand from the study of Torah. At that time, one is told that first he must ask for kelim, meaning to have vessels of bestowal, called equivalents of form, by which the restriction and concealment that were placed on the created beings are removed. To the extent that this is so, he begins to feel the holiness and begins to have a taste in the work of the Creator. At that time, he can be happy because Kedusha yields joy, because the light of doing good to his creations shines there.
Let's go to this.
So we will approach the study of the Ten Sefirot, first volume, second part. We are in the Igulim and Yosher, circles and straight line, reading item 8 from the words of the Ari. The closer the circle is to Ein Sof, the higher and better that it is considered, because this world is at the middle point, the farthest from Ein Sof, and it is utterly corporeal. Again, in item 8, in each and every circle, within each and every world in the space, the closer it is to the light of Ein Sof, the higher and finer it is. You find that in this worldly material world is the middle point inside all the circles, within the middle of that entire space and the vacant air. It's also utterly distanced from Ein Sof, farther from all the worlds. This is why it is so corporeal and utterly materialized, although it is the middle point inside all the circles. Understand this well. Again, item 8, title, the closer the circle is to Ein Sof, the higher and better it is considered. This world is at the middle point, the farthest from Ein Sof, and it is utterly corporeal. Item 8. In each and every circle, within each and every world in the space, the closer it is to the light of Ein Sof, the higher and finer it is. You find that in this corporeal material world is the middle point inside all the circles, within the middle of that entire space and the vacant air. It is also utterly distanced from Ein Sof, farthest from all the worlds. That is why it is so corporeal and utterly materialized, although it is the middle point inside all the circles. Understand this well.
Or pnimi ot
Yud.
Inner light.
Inner light, item 10, explains closer to Ensof than all others. You already know the term close does not refer to a place, but to proximity of form. You also know that there are four b'chinot of disparity of form, which consists of the 10 spherot of circles from Ein Sof to the middle point. The middle point is Prina Dalet, the fourth phase, the most thick of all of them. And the first circle, called Ketel, is regarded as the inspiration of the root of these above four phases. Naturally, the circle of Ketel is the most pure of all the circles, as its form is the closest to Ein Sof. Prina Aleph, which is slightly more thick, is farther from Ein Sof than the Ketel. Prina Bet, second phase, is even thicker and is therefore farther from Ein Sof from Prina Aleph. Finally, the middle point, which is the most thick of all of them, is regarded as the farthest from Ein Sof. We should not wonder about that, as we have said above, that there is no above and below in the circles, because here we refer to the circles after they receive the illumination of the line inside of them. It is that which created in them the above and below and all of the other characteristics of the line.
Shilot.
Any questions?
Questions?
PT22.
The line didn't have a discernment of phase, Prina Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet.
Also in the line, but now we're speaking about the circles, the way the line that went into the circles makes a difference in them. Otherwise, there is no difference in the circles.
But before that, there was no difference before the restriction.
No.
How do we speak of Prina Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet?
It's according to the way they cascade, according to their cascading from the upper light. When we speak about the four phases of direct light, we're speaking about the circles, that there's no up or down, but only a cause and effect.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Yesterday we learned that out of the incorporation it was about the line, but the first phase through it, all of the other phases pass through. So when we read about the corporeality of the middle point, in all of the higher discernments, the higher phases, they also have this corporeality in which this b'china incorporated.
Corporeality. In the spiritual world, corporeality is called in order to receive. It's not this matter that we feel. The matter that we feel it in our will to receive. That also doesn't exist. It's all imaginary. But we divide it, spirituality and corporeality, according to intention. Does it resemble the Creator or not?
And this exists only in the middle point, the intention to receive?
In order to receive doesn't belong to the middle point either. No. He writes that afterwards you will see our earth and we'll scrutinize that exactly. It's not there, especially in Ein Sof.
Queens.
Queens
2. Queens.
Good day, dear Rav. I wanted to ask the role of these circles is to develop the middle point in order to pass it to the next world?
Yes, PT 6.
Rav, if every circle is wholeness, that's the way I got it. So what does it mean that every circle is finer than the one below it?
Or Ein Sof?
It's closer or farther away from the light of Ein Sof.
So what makes it whole?
The surrounding light. It's whole because from the way it's organized, as much as it has the will to receive, so it's in order to bestow. But it's entirely in order to bestow, because in that way it's under the control of the upper light. PT 25.
Rav, the illumination of the line fills the circles. The middle point is a point because it's not filled, or something happens in it?
No, it's filled. It's Malchut of Ein Sof. From being filled, it feels itself opposite from the light of Ein Sof, and then happens what it happens, the feeling of shame, distance, restriction, and so on. If it wasn't filled, she wouldn't feel it. There still wouldn't be a limitation that the will to receive couldn't fill itself. It's only after the restriction, after Tzimtzum Aleph, that law that the will to receive can't fill itself in the upper light. The law of equivalence of form, as we say, before that it wasn't there. That's the lower one. The Malchut decides that. On behalf of the Creator, there isn't such a limitation. He supposedly wants to bestow to everybody. But the created being that wants to resemble the Creator, he puts limitations on himself.
So maybe a question to continue. Why is this point called a point? Why isn't it considered the circle?
There's a desire that's really concentrated, which is entirely attaining itself because it belongs to one point, to one reality, in order to receive. The rest of the previous discernments that came before Bchinat Dalet, they don't feel themselves that they really exist in their own right. There still is no will to receive there that is opposite of the upper light. That's why they are as a result of the upper light, that it formulates in them more and more, and not that there's anything you can ascribe to them on their own. But in Bchinat Dalet, there's something that belongs to her. It's the will to receive that wasn't there before, and now it formulated in it. PT
13. A question by a friend. What is the closeness, the proximity of form in the Igulim, in the rest circles?
Closeness or distance is as much as the upper light can stabilize the circles. Because in the circles there's nothing of themselves. There's no action of themselves in there, just as much as the upper light stabilizes them, we can say whether they're close or far. Tel Aviv 2.
What's the difference between Ein Sof and Keter?
We sometimes say about Keter that it's Ein Sof, but above the Keter, the external circle, there's the surrounding Ein Sof, which is the same Ein Sof, the same discernment that created the first circle of the Keter. In its supposedly the thought of creation starts there, and it created Keter, and the circle of the Keter is already in order to actually in practice do what the upper light, the surrounding light, decided.
So the circle of Keter isn't root, shorish? It's not the thought of creation?
It's the root and the thought of creation towards all the other circles.
Thank you.
PT 14.
More than his friend, what does that relate to? More than his friend, is that both coarseness and purity?
I don't understand what you're asking about. Say a whole sentence.
What does it mean when he says more than his friend?
More than his friends can even be more in coarseness or impurity, because we're already speaking about the created being that is starting to depict here. PT
19.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Rav. When he says that there is no above and below in the Igulim, because here we refer to the Igulim after they refer to the elimination of Akan. What state are we in?
We are not in any state that we're speaking about here. You understand? It doesn't belong to us what's written here.
So what does it mean that the line enters into the circles? What is this state?
The line that enters the circles, meaning after the circles were stabilized, after the action from their malchut that restricted herself and determines a new attitude, a new relation between the desire and the light. She starts receiving the light not in the circles, but in the kav, in the line. That's called the line of value, in a value or in a weight. And then from the surrounding upper light, a line comes out and goes through all the circles till their center. And in that line, all the worlds and Patsufim and Sfirot were created. And in the center of all the circles, that's where the will to receive is, that has all kinds of other actions of shatterings, of all kinds of organizing, that a discernment like us can come out.
You said we're not there. What did you mean by that?
Not there, but what he says, after all the olamot and the kav come out, and there you have Tzimtzum Bet and the shattering and all these things. It's all in the Kav.
Merkaz Echad.
Merkaz One. Center One.
What role is there for the line with respect to the circles?
The line in the end corrects everything and fills all the circles.
Mamshikim.
Can I ask a question, Rav?
Let's keep going, Dudi.
Yes, so we're in chapter 2. Chapter 2 explains that 10 Sfirot of Yosher, their emergence and evolution and what they contain.
Here, now you'll see a lot of answers, yes.
Item 1. The order of the emergence of the 10 Sfirot of Yosher.
Hello.
Now we will explain. There are five parts in the neshama of the lower Adam. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. There is or mekif, or pnimi. Sorry, that's not what he's reading, so I'll just translate it. That line too spreads in yosher from above downwards, from the upper gag until the lower part, the end of the circles. From above downwards, it's included in ten sfirot as tzelim, image of a straight Adam. That Adam stands upright and they appear like three lines, the right, left, and middle. It consists of 10 sfirot in general. Each and every sfira is divided into 10 sfirot, and so forth incessantly.
Also here, when we learn it, think how we can uplift above reason with this. But there'll be like another thought there. Please.
Again, item 1, the words of the Ari, the order of the emergence of ten Sfirot de Yosher. Now we will explain the second feature of the ten Sfirot, being the light of Yosher, which is like three lines in the form of the upper Adam. The circle expands from the above downward through the aforementioned line, which also expands directly from above downward. The Kav, the line expands from the Rosh of the upper Gag, the roof of the highest circle, and stretches below the bottom of the end of all the circles from above downward. It consists of 10 Sfirot, the Ikatzelem, an image of a straight Adam. That Adam stands upright and consists of 248 organs that appear like three lines, right, left, and middle. Adam consists of 10 Sfirot in general. Each and every Sfirah is divided into 10 Sfirot and so on and so forth incessantly. Inner light, O Pnimi. Item 1 explains the sentence about the upper Gag, the roof. In each Olam or Sfirah, the Keter is regarded as the roof of that Olam or Sfirah. Malchut in each Olam or Sfirah is regarded as the Karka, the soil, the ground of that Olam or Sfirah. The upper circle is the Sfirah of Keter, and the roof of this Keter is the Keter of the 10 Sfirot of that Keter. Item 2 explains the sentence, the image of a straight Adam. The clothing of the Mochin is called Tselem, image, from the word Tsel. It comes from the word Tsel, shade. The Heara V'Yosher, which consists of the first three Sfirot, is called Adam, because it receives Gar, clothed in Tselem. This is the long issue that here is not the place to elaborate on. Item 3. The Rosh of every Sfira and Partsuf consists of the first three Sfirot, Keter, Chochmah, and Bina. The seven lower Sfirot, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, in each Sfira and Partsuf are regarded as the Guf of that Sfira and Partsuf. When they are in the right order, meaning that the lights of Gar are in the Kelim of Gar, and the lights of Zat are in the Kelim of Zat, the Partsuf is considered to be an upright state, in an upright state. However, if the lights of Guf are clothed in the vessels of Gar, instead of clothing the lights that should clothe there, then that Patsuf is not considered to be upright. It is so because in that state, the Rosh is not more important than the Guf, since even the Rosh uses only the lights of the Guf. This state is called Harkanat Rosh, bowing down the head, in which the Rosh is on the same level as the Guf. Item 4 explains the sentence, it is included of 248 organs. There are 248 discriminations of chesed in the upper patsuf, from which extend 248 organs in the lower ones.
The things here we're going to scrutinize as we keep going, but for now, what do you want to ask? I usually Kiev and Hebrew 10, no others.
No, I'll not heal me Itafor.
Well, Itafor, let's start from there.
Articolo 3. Significa che Adam è compreso di tre sfilot superiori?
What does it mean that Adam is made three upper sfilot?
Not only from the three upper one. That's the Rosh of the Patsuf. There's no connection between what we call Adam or man. Between us and the man we're speaking about. We're speaking about a form, the spiritual form, the spiritual desire that wants to resemble the Creator. That's why it's called Adam. We are not called Adam.
Unity.
What next? Unity one.
Рав, скажите, вот Как тут написано, Арканат Рош, это про Ахабда Илья говорится?
The Harkanat Rosh, bowing down the head.
Bowing down the head, that he brings it down, that he doesn't have in the Rosh of the Paltzuf. They are not the lights of Gar, and only the lights of the Guf, and that's why the Rosh is in the same state as the Guf. That's called lowering the Rosh. Well, let's go to Hebrew 10. What can you do?
Thank you, Robin. Forgive me for the question. I can't get it. What is a circle and what is a line?
Circle means that he's not organized from himself, but the upper light that is unlimited builds the will to receive and controls it entirely. That's called an igul. And the kav means that there are some conditions in receiving the light from the desire. That's why he's limited and he's called a line. You have to go to the questions page and then you'll find those answers. What a kav is and what a igul, a line and a circle. Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, вот он здесь описывает структуру парцуф, основа и его деление на две части. Вот когда мы хотим построить...
He describes here the structure of the parcuf and the division into two. When we want to build parcuf, we know we restrict malchut first. How out of that?
Maybe a year or two we'll start learning that. How can you jump? You're a person that studied a lot. How can you now speak about a paltzuf? You have a desire for spirituality that you want to limit, tzimtzum, masach, or chozer, to start organizing it on behalf of the Creator, that He's an example for you and you're building yourself according to Him. We don't have all these conditions yet. So how can you build it? We don't have all this. Wait, we're learning. We'll come closer to it gradually. Good question, but not to the point yet.
So about the Kavnege.
We're speaking about desires. You have a desire, yes, make it into a circle, make it into a line, make it the form of Adam, please. If you can, gradually, with the 10 and the plea to the Creator, it's the same things we're learning now. Same thing. Yeah, what are you asking?
Meaning, at a certain moment, our common desire called an igul, a circle should be turned into a line?
Igul, circle, is the Creator's attitude towards us, and our attitude towards the Creator has to be a line.
Can we say that a certain state we have in a circle is a circle on a line?
Let's say it is. I wouldn't relate it to us yet. You see, I don't recommend it. You'll get confused. You'll think that you are already in such forces and such actions. First, we need to reach connection, from connection to restriction, and then the first contact to the force of bestowal. Then from the force of bestowal, we'll start building ourselves. Then after the restriction, you'll, like clay in your hands, you'll get a desire that you can make forms of bestowal from it. And from these forms of bestowal, you'll start building the Adam in you. Of course, what do you have to restrict if you're not connected? The first action is connection. And from the connection and onward, you start working together.
Darom 1.
Darom 1.
Was a relation between tselem and tsel, the image and the shade. And what's the relation between the Rosh and Guf?
The Rosh decides, the Guf keeps it going. He performs it. That's one thing. The second thing is the Guf raises demands to the Rosh, and the Rosh passes on to the Guf lights and all kinds of plans to work. Just like with us. Unity one.
А простым языком, как понять, что Йошер округляется?
Зе ани ло мавин ма ата омер.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Йошер округляется, зе ани ло мавин.
I don't understand what that is. But the kav becomes a circle, that the line becomes a circle? No such thing.
PT-19.
Oh, maybe he means that the line continues from circle to circle, and when it reaches the next circle, it rounds around. But not that the line itself really becomes a circle. It builds the circle on a lower degree. Yes. We have to learn that. How the kav on the line on the upper degree becomes a circle on the lower degree, right? It's also logical that if I'm limited on a higher degree, I can be unlimited on a lower degree than that.
Okay.
So PT-19, do you want?
You said, I don't know if I heard it correctly, that the study of the 10 Sfirot should be more or less above reason, that you want to learn it. What did you mean by that?
All of our studies, all of our work in the wisdom of Kabbalah have to be above reason, in faith above reason, in attaining the force of bestowal above the force of reception. That's our work. That's our exertion. And we want to reach that. What's the question here?
No, on the other hand, you said if there are no questions, you cannot advance at all. Yeah, so.
What questions?
I'll tell you what I mean. What I mean is we have to have the intention between us in the 10. What draws the light the strongest in this whole story? You're saying draw the light that reforms. What should we do? What is the strongest thing we can do in the 10 for us to draw the light?
That I am with the friends together in connection in order to resemble the Creator in the form of the connection between us. Let's say we want to be in connection under the condition that we want to build connection that resembles the Creator. I can't on my own to resemble the Creator. I can't. Only in the connection between 10. If we take ourselves together on our hands in a circle, so in the connection between us, we can create such a form of connection that we can say, oh, here, this is the quality of the Creator. Then, even more, we can work on our ego, and we'll reach a form of connection between us that's even higher. And we'll say, oh, this is also the form of the Creator. It's bigger, but, and in this way, every day we'll have a new Creator. Every time we'll build a stronger form in the connection between us.
When we're sitting in the tent, what should each of the friends think more or less, aim himself, so that there will be a connection between us?
Just the connection between us to resemble the Creator.
To think of the connection all the time?
By a new form of connection, we reach a new form of the Creator.
Thank you.
Dudi, אנחנו...
Okay, Dudi, what do we do next?
We can learn the last generation, the connection of the world in the last generation.
I don't know, we can ask people whether they want more.
Yeah, we can have a survey or continue.
So let's continue a bit more.
So we're continuing in item 2, the words of the Ari, titled Five Parts of in the Neshama, in the Soul of the lower Adam, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. Item 2. There are five types of light in the lower Adam, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. They form five levels, one above the other. This is the meaning of the five repetitions of the verse, Bless the Lord, O my soul, as mentioned in Masechet Brachot, which represent the five features of the soul.
Again,
item 2. There are five types of light in the lower Adam. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. They form five levels, one above the other. This is the meaning of the five repetitions of the verse, Bless the Lord, O my soul, etc., as mentioned in Masechet Barachot, which represent the five features of the neshama, of the soul. Item 5. Opnimi. There is not an essence in all the worlds, both the upper worlds as well as in this world, that do not consist of the above 10 sfirot, being the four above mentioned bechinot, and their root. This is what he means by saying that these five bechinot are also found in the lower Adam of this world. Item 6. Item 6. Opnimi, inner light. Explains Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. The Kelim in the 10 Sefirot are called Keter Chochma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. And the lights in them are called Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh. It is written that the light of Yechida clothes the vessel of Keter. The light of Chaya clothes the vessel of Chochmah. The light of Neshama clothes the vessel of Bina. And the light of Ruach clothes the vessel of Zeranpin. And the light of Nefesh clothes the vessel of Malchut. Item 7, inner light, explains the five virtues, the five degrees. You have already learned that the degrees are differentiated according to their zakut, purity, and aviyut, coarseness. The term above refers to the greater purity than the lower degree. We'll read item 5 again. Explains in the lower Adam. There is not an essence in all the worlds, both in the upper worlds as well as in this world, that do not consist of the above 10 sfirot, being the four above mentioned bechinot in and their root. This is what he means by saying that these five bechinot are also found in the lower Adam of this world.
Vav,
item 6. Opnimi explains Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. The vessels in the 10 Sefirot are called Keter Chochma Bina Zeran Pinan Malchut. And the lights in them are called Yechida Chaya Neshama Ruach Nefesh. The light of Yechida clothes the vessel of Keter. The light of Chaya clothes the vessel of Chochmah. The light of Neshama clothes the vessel of Bina. The light of Ruach clothes the vessel of Zeran Pin. And the light of Nefesh clothes the Kli of Malchut. Item 7 explains the five degrees. You have already learned that the degrees are differentiated according to their Zakut and Aviyut, purity and coarseness. The term above refers to the greater purity than the lower degree.
Well, it's trivial things. We've learned about them. And there's nothing new here. Okay. So where are we? Where should we go next?
Item 3. There is a question in Bishkek.
Please, Бишкек.
Спасибо. Скажите, касательно предыдущего пункта, Бальсон говорит, что есть линия, она состоит из трех линий.
Regarding the previous item, you said that there is a line and it's made of three lines. He doesn't explain what's the difference. between the lines.
Baal HaSulam here doesn't explain anything, you could say that. He's just giving us definitions. This is this, this is that. Why, from where, the results of it, the reasons, the nature of things. He doesn't explain all that. You can't explain it here. It's only gradually it will be revealed. So a bit of patience. Of the three lines, what can he tell you about three lines now? That we didn't even learn what a sfira is yet, what a partsuf. Okay, it's still early. PT
22.
When you answered Tzvika previously, you said that we should think how we can rise above reason out of what we're learning. I should bind what we're reading now to the 10? Should I think about the little reflected light? Is that bestowed?
I want to learn from my connection with the 10 and from my tendency to the Creator, from the 10. And to rise above my desire to be in the desire to bestow. That should be our tendency while I'm studying.
And the text we're reading, what's its role in that?
The text will make us better at it. It'll give us what we're yearning for, what I'm asking for. That's it. So if I ask for knowing, so maybe I'll understand something a bit, but if I yearn to be above it, to reach, to attain the qualities of bestowal, that is what the text is for.
There is a subtlety here that's not clear. What does it mean I'm asking to know? And between that and doing the effort in the 10 and asking questions.
Knowing in spirituality means connection. And Adam knew his wife Eve. Knowing is connection. Because only in the connection, the spiritual knowledge is revealed, the spiritual attainment. That's why knowledge is called connection. Adam knew Eve. That's zivug daka. The connection between the two brings knowledge. From that, the result is knowing. From giving, conceding towards one another, connecting above that, each one over himself, from this, the result that is born is knowing. The middle line, not in the way like we learn things in this world. Moscow 5.
Доброе утро. Что из слов Ари можно взять про высшего Адама? Что это такое?
Good morning. What can we take from the words of the Ari?
An upper Adam means a line where the light spreads from the world of Ein Sof through the five worlds and through the central point of all the worlds. All that is called Adam. Because all this system is organized in order to raise us, being in this system, to the degree of the Creator, to resemble the Creator.
Nu ve'acharon maktu.
Yes, and last one, Maktu.
Rav, continuing the questions asked, I'm trying to feel what's written somehow, to feel the text. So very quickly I find myself confused, I lose my train of thought. How can I be focused in the text and also feel? How to connect the two things together?
I remember asking this question way back when I started to learn with Rav Ash, and then he told me this. The main thing is to be in the feeling. If you want to connect to your friends, and by this connection, you want to attain the words written, to understand the words written, to feel them, it doesn't matter, but through the connection with them, and you don't have enough brains or heart in order to connect the feeling and the understanding together, so stay in the feeling, be in the feeling. Mach 3.
В чем разница линии Каф и Йошер?
What's the difference between the Kav and the Yosher?
The Kav, the line, and the Yosher, the straightness, are basically the same. Depends what's the role. The Kav is the straight line, meaning it, all the qualities there are graded. And the Yosher, the straightness, it's also. The question is, are we talking about the upper light coming up, coming down from above, or we're rising from below? And there's also not one line, there are three lines. And we'll learn these things. Here, we're just starting to get the definitions. We're not yet learning about these things. Well, should we continue, or should we move on to the last generation?
Whatever you decide.
Item 9 is...
We are on item 3, the words of the Ari.
Yeah, but it starts being item 8 and 9. They're big. So let's move on.
We'll go to the next part and sing a song first.
Her insanın yüreği bir sözü demek ister. Her insanın canı bir yolda gitmek ister. Her seher insan durur, hoşbak olmak çalışır. Bu fikri özünle her yola o aparır. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir tadı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu istiririk. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. İstirik biz ancak tüm dünya hoşbakt olsun. Her canın yüreğinde sevgi canında olsun. Ancak bu güzel yolda yürek çoklu sevinir. İnsan insana sevgi dost kardeş olar. Bu sözü bir adı var, bu yolun bir adı var. Unutma beni kardeş, özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Özünle beni yapar. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik bu sözü biz eşitirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, ancak onu istirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz çalışırık. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir yolda biz sevinirik. Birlik birlik, ancak birlik, bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Bir can örek olmak isterik. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Birlik birlik, lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay. Birlik birlik, lay lay lay lay. Lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay lay l велик,